Well, I hope and pray that you're having a good day. You know, we also are still meeting in the sanctuary at 11 o'clock, but it's so wonderful to be able to do these online services, and I thank Phil for all his help, and hope and pray that you're enjoying them. And again today, I'd like to just to share some thoughts about July the 4th. Does July the 4th still matter? That's a question, isn't it? Do we as Americans know what the 4th of July stands for and what does it mean? I hope so. But you know, we have an awful lot of folks in this country that does not know what the 4th of July means. And the meaning of the 4th of July, does it still exist? And I don't want to sound provocative on some of these questions, but I'm very serious. Have most Americans forgot to even understand what America is and what the 4th of July means? I believe most Americans in our day and time maybe just don't know. It's not a day on the calendar. It's not a day for barbecues and all that, although that's part of it, and fireworks and all the neat things. But the 4th of July means independence. Sometimes I think we forget. We say, oh, the 4th of July. Well, the 4th of July means independence. It's better known as Independence Day. Now, America is not unique in seeking independence from a tyrannical government, which we did when England was running roughshod over us. But what is unique is what was birthed from our fight for independence. America rose from the idea that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governor. We look at the Declaration of Independence, and very bold letters, I think our Founding Fathers was trying to tell us something. We, the people. So let us not be blinded by our ideals and shroud ourselves from the past. Yeah, America's made a lot of mistakes, and we have done a lot of things, but you know, 244 years of a constitutional republic is just unheard of in history. We have our own history of oppression. There's no doubt about that. We have fought to correct these injustices and continue to do so, and we understand this. But what most Americans really and truly don't understand at times is when the Declaration of Independence says that to secure these rights, government are instituted among men, or people, as you bring it up to the 2020 terminology, but men meaning at that time, even humans and all people, deriving their just powers. Simply put, we are a people with a government and not a government with people. Sovereignty reigns with the people. And we relinquish some of these just powers to the government at times to our own detriment. But we also relieve them with our consent in order to protect and secure these rights. Now, the government doesn't give us rights. We have freedom of speech regardless of the Bill of Rights. And that's so true, but what does it mean? It simply means, as we celebrate Independence Day, that we decide what the government can and cannot do, not the other way around. Now, we are American culture, and I don't know exactly what that means sometimes, but you know, culture is just a word that means customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, social, economic situation shared by people in a place or a time that popular culture abounds. Now, we know that there's a lot of things going on in our country and in our world. Some we like, some we don't like. But one of the things, and especially with these protests and all that, it's very clear that they have the right to protest, no doubt about it. It's a constitutional right for all of us, and believe me, I protest sometimes on a lot of issues. But we don't have the right to hurt people, to destroy property, to do the things that are going on with some of these radical groups. You know, law and order kind of went out the window. Even the mayor of Seattle has finally realized after they came to her house with the tyrannical type of situation, she decided, huh, maybe this CHOP thing is not really that good. So she's bringing law and order back. Just a couple weeks ago, the cops were not allowed in that area. Now the cops are in there helping clean it up. So now you know my heart. You know where I'm coming from. And I'm not criticizing or putting anybody down. But we, as the United States of America and American people, we are a culture that is all racist. We are all part of the family of God. Being immigrant and coming to this country and assimilating into the country and becoming an American citizen is awesome. It's wonderful. It's what this country was built on. My heritage came from Europe, and I think most of us today in time that are alive realize that we all came here from somewhere else, and that's what makes the America, I can't think of the word I want to say, the America experiment. That's what I was trying to say, is really what makes us so special. So as we celebrate Independence Day, now I know Independence Day is over by the time that we come to church on Sunday, because Independence Day this year comes on a Saturday. And so I hope and pray that you had a good time with family and friends celebrating Independence Day. But I just wanted to give you something to think about as I close this little thought thing. What does America mean to you personally? Think about that. Now, I've been blessed, and Judy's been with me as we've traveled around different parts of the world, and I've seen different kinds of governments and different kinds of cultures and all that. And I can assure you, it's a cliche, but it's true. When we came back home from Egypt, when 9/11 happened, we literally got down on the ground at the Tallahassee Airport and kissed the ground and said, thank you, Jesus, for getting us back to a place where we can be safe and we can practice all the freedoms that we have. And we thank God for that. So with that, I'd like to ask any thoughts and prayers. I don't know of too many prayers that I'm aware of now. We always lift up Sylvia Marsh and all the other folks that are kind of in shut in and people that kind of dealing with the situation and on our culture today with the COVID thing. So a lot of people have a lot of prayers. So I just want to say a prayer, and then I'll follow it with the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, what a joy it is to be in a country where we can worship in freedom and truth, and also have the freedoms to do what we want to do when we want to do it, as long as it falls into law and order. And we thank you for that freedom, Lord. It's the only country in the world that really and truly has true freedom. And we thank you for that. Our founding fathers made a covenant with God when this country was founded. And just like the Ten Commandments, where God made a covenant with Moses and Moses made a covenant to God, our founding fathers made a covenant that we would be a people that would be free. And free to be able to worship you in spirit and truth. And we hang on to that covenant, Lord. But we're in need of a revival. We're in need of a refreshment, Lord. And we ask that you touch not only the folks in this country, but other people around the world that are trying to understand what this thing, freedom, means in their own countries. Especially in China now with the situation with Hong Kong. It's not to get into a lot of worldly situations, because there's challenges all over the world, Lord. But Father, we just want to be able to help and to be able to pray and to ask you, Father, to keep not only keep us safe, but we hang on to the blessed hope that we have in Christ, the gift of eternal life. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, sometimes you might wonder, well, some of the Lord's Prayer just says deliver us from evil. And that's okay, too. But in the original translation, it was deliver us from the evil one. And I think we all know who the evil one is. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful day. Amen.